It's fun. I have a question for you, Ryan.
Let me hear it, Brenna.
Were you the kind of kid who constantly had scabbed, scraped up knees?
Not really. I didn't have any injuries, really, as a kid. I was pretty well protected as an only child, so not too many injuries. But
so a bubble boy situation growing up?
Actually, not really, no. But when I did get hurt, I got pretty hurt because, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And, but no, not many scabs in my childhood.
Okay, well, I have a theory that the same kids who had scabs and cuts and bruises growing up are also the people who love the downtown scooters the most.
Probably. Yeah, I was also scared as a kid of like doing things like four-wheelers and scooters, and I don't think I rode a bike until I was like, I'm embarrassed
25.
To say it, a teenager probably. The scooters have been interesting. They've been around since, I guess, 2019 as part of the city's pilot program as a way just to help people get around town. And, you know, we've had a while for these to become part of our, I'm going to say downtown culture, because that's where you see them mostly in the city's core. And just recently, the city decided that they're not going to let any other companies come in except for the ones that are in that pilot program, which I believe are just two, until the end of the year. So still in the testing it out phase. And yeah, I'm just kind of wanted to talk today a little bit about sort of what we've seen so far, our own personal experiences on these scooters, and yeah, just a little bit of pros, a little bit of cons. Does it make sense for Knoxville?
Scoot, scoot.
Scoot, scoot. Well, scooting right along. I'm Ryan Willis, urban life writer at Knox News. Calvin could not be here today because he's in Omaha. But Brenna McDermott, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, Brenna McDermott, growth and development editor at Knox News. Happy to fill in for Calvin and talk all things micro transportation.
Tiny transportation. That's what I've been calling it. It's a little alliteration. It sounds a little more fun, a little more cute. Before we get started, though, I need to remind everyone that the scruffy stuff is brought to you by KnoxNews.com, where you can find everything we discuss on the show and more. Knox News relies on support from readers and listeners to provide you compelling stories from Knoxville and across East Tennessee. Subscribers get an all-access pass to all of our premium, exclusive content. And to become a subscriber, it's easy. Just visit knoxnews.com/subscribe, see our latest offer, and sign up today. Now, Brenna, you might have been the very first person to ever get on a scooter in Knoxville. So it only makes sense that you joined on this episode.
Yes, and I would encourage you to go to knoxnews.com and search our scooter content, because there is a very embarrassing video of me circulating, trying out the scooters the day they launched. I had the orange vest. I had a helmet for safety. Yeah, they're fun, I would say, but they definitely take some practice. I mean, I think that's the thing that makes me most nervous about scooters downtown is it's kind of hard to just pick one up and start riding and have it down right
away.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, because I had to do a video, and what you didn't see on my video, which was testing it through Market Square, because they had these geofencing technologies to where they're only supposed to go in certain areas, but we had heard that some had been going through Market Square. Anyways, what you didn't see on that video was me trying over and over again, just trying to get the hang of it, because like you said, it's not something you can just pick up and kick and push. I mean, those things got a little bit of boost to them. But yeah, and you mentioned, you know, in your video, you had the helmet and the safety vest on. I didn't have the safety vest, but I did have a helmet in my video. And I wanted to talk about safety a little bit, because that's obviously one of the biggest concerns, I think, of the city, if they're going to move forward with these things, is the safety concerns, both for the rider and also just having them downtown for people that are driving, and also just having them on sidewalks. And I know you said last weekend you saw a lot of them out, more so maybe than usual. What did it look like out there?
Yeah, there were more. I noticed more scooters last weekend than I'd noticed in a long time. Obviously, downtown is coming back to life a little bit this summer, and that's been great. And I like seeing people out using the scooters. I think it adds a really cool urban vibe to downtown. But I definitely saw some scooters on the sidewalk, which is people actively riding scooters on the sidewalk, which is not safe. And then you always see the people on Gay Street on the scooters, and they're sort of wobbling, and you're kind of nervous for them. So in prepping for this conversation, I was thinking, gosh, wouldn't it be great to have like a little area where you could go practice riding the scooter before you get out on the roads? But because the scooters are just lying wherever, there's not really an option to practice before you get out there.
Right. So you want like a road race course in downtown where you can just kind of, or like a demolition derby, kind of an enclosed area where you can practice a little bit.
Exactly.
And run into other people. Yeah. And yeah, the sidewalks thing is interesting because, you know, the rules are you're supposed to ride them on the streets. And if you can say all day that, hey, we're going to have scooters come to Knoxville and they're only going to be allowed on the streets. But if you don't enforce it, which is hard to do because they go really fast, so they go right past a cop walking around. It's hard for that to actually happen. People are going to do what they want. And people aren't familiar with the rules, especially out of towners. They have stickers on the ground, but those stickers, I mean, unless you're looking for them, you know, it's not doing much. So yeah, I mean, the sidewalks thing is a little dangerous. Also just having them out on the sidewalk. I know at city council, one of the concerns that got brought up was, you know, the scooters being parked anywhere, and some places with bike shares, which we'll get to in a little bit, but you'll see like docking stations for bikes, and they don't have those here in Knoxville. So there, you know, there's certain rules about how close they can be to an edge of the street or to a corner. But again, those are hard to follow as well. There's not really that much accountability involved. So,
and there are places on Gay Street where there's really not much sidewalk to be had.
That is true.
Last weekend, we were walking past Downtown Grill and Brewery, which they have the extended patio out front. And so the sidewalk is pretty small. And then you add scooters in there. There's just not a lot of space. And I think, you know, the people who I assume ride the scooters most are tourists, who probably, maybe they live somewhere else where there aren't scooters, or they don't care about following the rules because
they're
just here to have a good time. So yeah, I'd be curious to, I don't know, maybe there's a study out there about who uses scooters. Probably not. But I think, my sense is it's mostly tourists.
Yeah, tourists. I see a lot of teenagers too, which I don't think they're supposed to be riding them either, but I think that's just like if you're downtown Knoxville, if I was a teenager, what is there to do? You can't go to a bar, you can't, you know, go out to dinner, whatever. I might as well rent the scooter. So I see a lot of teens riding them as well.
In little gangs, right?
And yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're little, like in scooter gangs. Little crews.
Yeah. Yeah. And they kind of do like if they got an empty street, they'll like go all the way across, like side to side, like kind of wobbling back and forth on purpose. When I get on, I wobble, but that's for other reasons because I'm not coordinated. Aside from, you know, trying out the scooters whenever they were first launched here, have you used them personally, like when you're not getting paid to ride them?
I have not. You know, I like walking.
Yeah.
I like seeing what's new and having the time to like look at all the shops and, oh, is that space getting renovated? So I like looking around. I think one of the advantages is the old city can sometimes feel really far away from Gay Street and Market Square.
Right.
And it is nice to have an option to zip down there when it's convenient for you.
No, yeah, I agree. And even further than that, I mean, if you want to get over into South Knoxville, Sevier area, or, you know, to the Broadway Central Corridor area, I mean, that's and I've been in situations where I have ridden them from downtown down there. But one of the cons, I think, to them, or one of the things that's holding me back from using them a little bit more, one of the episodes we had here before, we talked about how easy it is to find parking downtown. Some people don't think so, but hopefully after listening to the show, you realize there's plenty of spots. And so if it's, you know, up to me and I'm downtown and I have a parking spot and I want to go somewhere else, I know there's going to be a parking spot wherever I want to go. Like, it's not, you know, I'm not like, ooh, I need to get on a scooter and, you know, I could just easily get in my car and drive to my next spot. It's not like, you know, Knoxville is so busy that you can't drive place. It's still a pretty drivable city. And of course, part of the reasons behind the scooters is more of an eco-friendly thing, but I still think Knoxville is there. Yeah, I still think we rely a lot on our cars. And so that's part of it too. I mean, you have to have the scooters come here maybe to have people think more eco-friendly. Like, which do you do first? Do you bring them to an eco-friendly town or do you use them as a tool to make people start changing the way that they think? So far, you know, for me, I can just drive. I'll admit it. Maybe I'm not the most eco-friendly person, but you know, it's not that bad for me. But there are situations, I guess, in which you could use them. And for me, I mean, the most helpful time was when I was going to a show at the Knoxville Civic Auditorium Coliseum. I don't remember what it was. But anyways, we got to the door, realized that it was a clear bag policy. We did not have a clear bag. We had a non-clear bag. And so it was like, you know, right before the show was getting ready to start, I didn't want to walk all the way back to Market Square, which is where I parked, which I made fun of people for doing on the other episode about parking. But I took the bag back to the car on a scooter, rode all the way back, made it back to my seat in time. So quick, if you need to get somewhere quick, that's another situation it can be helpful. Like if I'm running late for an interview downtown, and I don't want to walk, or it's really hot out, and I don't want to like run to my meeting and show up sweaty. Maybe hop on a scooter.
That is true. I feel like in summer, it's a nice way to get from place to place without getting all sweaty.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you could ride a bike if you have a bike, but you still get sweaty on a bike. I know I get sweaty on a bike. And that was something that came up as well, is, you know, what about the bike sharing? Because we used to have it. When I moved into my apartment, I believe, which is about a year ago, I think there was still bike docking stations out front of my apartment. I can't remember exactly when it was that they left. And there's been some talks about, you know, are the bikes going to come back? And one of the things is, you know, I was talking with Carter Hall over at the city, and there's not many companies that do just bike shares anymore. They usually do. I mean, it's this micro transportation thing has become more popular over the recent years. And so there's companies that do scooters and they do bikes, or trying to think of what other types of things there are. There's electric bikes, and then, you know, bikes that you can pedal. And so part of this, I think, from talking with Carter, is once they end up getting to a point where they're going to allow permits for, you know, businesses to come in here and actually set up permanently, because we're still in this pilot program, that they're going to try to convince some of these companies to maybe come on and bring bikes as well, which would be great, because I don't know. I feel like a bike seems more biking for me. It's like the perfect combination of walking and, you know, it's still fun. It's not, you know, walking could be a lot.
I think it's more practical for downtown residents, too, as an actual means of living your life than a scooter. You know, I think it's a little easier to ride to the grocery store on a bicycle, probably a little safer, too, than to take a scooter.
And the scooter, I feel like, I mean, they serve different purposes, right? I mean, like a scooter, I feel like, is quick point A to point B. Bike, maybe you got to go a little bit longer. You know, maybe you got to go to the grocery store. It's out a little bit ways. And then
I would like to see the bikes get added back, because I think it's an important amenity to attract people to move downtown. Obviously, lots of people want to move downtown, but I think, again, it adds to the vibrancy. There's an eco-friendly element to it, and the more we can make it easy to get from point A to point B downtown, it's better for everyone. It cuts down on traffic. You don't have to move your car as much. I mean, I think that's one of the cons of downtown living, is feeling like you're in and out of the parking garage all the time.
Right. And another situation, you know, as downtown grows, more people move down here and more, you know, big developments come down here, like the possible Smokies baseball stadium. I'm thinking of things that have, you know, a big draw, lots of people, UT football game, right? Those are other examples in which I could see like scooters being of use. If you need to get somewhere and parking is a concern, you know, if you're driving into downtown and, you know, the only parking spot you can find for a UT football game is Market Square, you know, that's a little bit of a hike. So if you want to hop on a scooter, then I could see that as well. I've run into more situations, I think, personally, where a bike would be more helpful, though, than a scooter. I'm wondering, like I said, scooters just quick point A to point B, you know, and you're not going to ride them across town. The bikes, I think, would be more helpful to the average person, maybe, than the scooter would. And
from a safety perspective, most people know how to ride a bike.
Right. And it's obvious where you should ride it, too. Like, you know, it's, they're made for the road. There's bike lanes. The scooters, it's still a little bit up in the air. Like, you know, people don't know exactly how they're supposed to operate.
And people who ride on the scooters on the sidewalks are probably the ones who are afraid to be out in the road, because they shouldn't be driving the scooter, right? Because they're not practiced enough in it. So overall, I think the bikes are safer, more practical. And, you know, the other thing I think about with scooters is, if the city opens it up for more scooter companies to have scooters in downtown Knoxville, where are those scooters going to go?
Yeah, we're at kind of a point where I feel like there's enough. I see them everywhere. I mean, I couldn't imagine there being more of them.
I wonder if there's a rack situation, like with the bike rentals, that could be implemented to where you do have to drop it off at a certain place. So there's a place where all the scooters go and they're sort of parked in there.
Right.
Out of the way.
Or if, at least if that's like an option too. Because I know some people, like, they'll need to go places like where maybe there's not one of those nearby. But if you're going to a place, you know, just kind of want to be a good Samaritan rather than just drop it off, if you know that there's one nearby, drop it off over there just to clear up some of the clutter. I see them over in South Knoxville, like, all the time, just on, like, underneath the bridge over there by Print Shop. There's just, like, they're always, like, on their sides over there. Like, I wonder who stops at the bridge, like, underneath the sketchy bridge, and just, like, you know, hopefully those people are okay and they didn't just get taken off their scooter and it just fell on its side. But
and what an impractical place for all those scooters to be.
Yeah, I know. unless the print shop's getting a lot of business from scooters. That was like that was the scooters as in the person who scoots. The scooter. Scooters as a noun. As a what am I talking
scoot,
about?
Scoot, scoot. And South Knoxville is really one of the places where it would make the absolute most sense to have scooters and bikes because the parking's terrible.
Yes. Yep. South Knoxville, North Knoxville.
While we're talking about tiny transpo, Ryan, there's some other really cool modes of transportation that are in use in downtown Knoxville or potentially could become part of the downtown environment.
Yeah, Kiss Caboose, one of my favorites. Gina over there is great. I call upon her too often to come over to South Knoxville and pick me up. She goes all the way down to like Sevier Avenue and Island Home area. And, you know, it's basically a... What are those kind of things called? Like gators?
Golf
like
cart?
It's more than a golf cart, though. It's got like a... It revs. It's got like a, I don't know. It's kind of like a gator type thing. Anyways, it's free rides around town, which
free?
Is yeah, it's free. It's they are like a marketing and advertising company first. So you go on there and people pay to have their ads displayed. They have like screens in there with fun facts about Knoxville, and then you'll get an ad. And so I think that's how they make most of their money. That and tips. So you tip, but there's no like fee. As long as you're within the area that they go, which is mostly the downtown area, down to the Strip, Sevier Avenue, up Central and Broadway, free rides.
And you always tip, right?
Yeah, always tip. Especially when she's coming all the way down to South Knoxville. I feel bad, but she's great. I have her come down there. She's, you know, part of her thing too is making it fun. Great person to talk to. It's always a good time on the Kiss Caboose.
So but, do you have Gina on speed dial?
No, but she had my number saved. I was so happy. I called her the day. She's like, hey, Ryan. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. But yeah, she even did for us. I don't know if she put this out there. But she did two trips for us where we had too many people. And so she came to my apartment twice. Went, took one group downtown and came back, dropped them off, and then got another group and went back downtown.
Wow.
So yeah, she's a sweetheart.
I think that is a great service. Because I think about, okay, like if my mom and my grandma came to visit and I wanted to show them downtown, my grandma's probably not going to be able to walk, you know, from Market Square to the old city. So that's a great little way to like still see everything and experience the downtown without having to walk every step of the way.
Yeah, my mom loves it. So,
speaking of mom transportation, there is one mode of transportation downtown that I would like to see become a permanent part of our culture. Remember the water taxi?
Yeah, it was autonomous water taxi, right? It was like a self-driving type thing.
Yeah, and it was making test runs on the Tennessee River back in January. This company called Buffalo Automation.
Where are they from?
Buffalo. From Buffalo, New York, introduced this self-driving water taxi. And they were hoping to get approval from Knoxville City Council. I'm not sure whatever happened to that. Something we need to look into.
Yeah, definitely.
For
but
sure.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Again, you know, and this kind of connects to the scooters because I feel like the same way about both of these. They're cool. The scooters are cool. The water taxi would be cool. I mean, the big thing is like, how practical is it? I don't know. Like me as a South Knoxvillian. It'd be nice. I can see myself maybe riding my bike to the water taxi over to Suttree Landing Park and then bringing my bike on board and then going downtown. That'd be good. But like for the average person that just wants to get from downtown to South Knoxville, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would be like, this would be cool to do one time.
Yeah.
When your mom's in town and then,
The novelty factor of
exactly.
it, right? Yeah.
I do think, you know, South Knoxville has so many great outdoors activities, but I think downtown core could use a few more like outdoorsy like active activities you could do, and so maybe the water taxi is another one of those.
Speaking of mom transportation, I took my mom out on the Star of Knoxville Tennessee Riverboat for Mother's Day. So that really though is the only like publicly accessible way to get on the water unless you have a boat yourself at the moment, and that costs like $25. But yeah, water taxi would be cool for the novelty factor of it, to get out in the water, because we don't really have that many, you know, water activities that you can do, which probably could be a whole nother podcast episode, by the way, like how the lack of stuff that's going on the downtown waterfront. Maybe this would liven it up a little bit. We had a water taxi going across the river.
Toot toot. I'm here for the sound effects.
We have a sound effects thing that we can use. We don't need you
no,
to.
We okay. Don't. No.
All right. Well, the question that we posed at the top of the show was, does it make sense for Knoxville? We've kind of answered it, but I'd like to get some of your final thoughts on it. And also, I mean, just in general, how do we feel about them? Do we like them? I know I have some thoughts. So we're going to come back here after a short break to fill you in on the latest downtown headlines, and we'll let you know our thoughts on microtransportation and the future of Knoxville.
Want to keep up on the latest headlines about downtown Knoxville? Check out KnoxNews.com for all the latest stories. This week, Nashville staple Frothy Monkey announced it's opening a Knoxville location on Gay Street. Ryan Willis has the details. Is Standard Knitting Mill still being redeveloped? We answered your pressing urban Knoxville questions this week on KnoxNews.com. And new Market Square business Proper Popcorn opened. Knox News intern Jake Yoder got an inside look at the shop and all the popcorn flavors you can try. You can read all of these stories and more at knoxnews.com, or you can join the Urban Knoxville Facebook group where we talk about all things downtown all the time.
So scooters, like them, love them, gotta have them. Aren't they, isn't that Cold Stone Creamery flavors?
Yes.
It is, the sizes. Yes. Yeah. Or just don't care about them. What do you think?
I like them. I think we don't need any more of them.
But the amount that we have is good.
Yeah, I think it adds a little something fun to downtown. I personally probably won't use them, but I think in the amount we have now, it's a good transportation option without having to use your car. Keep them. Don't grow the program.
I like them. I feel a little bit nervous on them, and I don't always have a helmet with me. That's the other thing that we didn't really get to. I mean, you can also say that, hey, you have to wear a helmet on these things, but I've never seen anybody except for me and you really wear a helmet. And the helmet that I wore was two sizes too small for me, so it probably wouldn't have done anything anyways, but safety first. Yeah, I like them. I feel a little nervous on them. In addition to that one time where they came in handy with a clear bag policy, the only other time I've ridden them was when I had friends in town that wanted to tour the city a little bit. It's probably the only time I'll ever use them again, unless, like I said, I'm in a rush for a meeting. But day-to-day life, probably not going to impact me that much, even as somebody who lives kind of near downtown. I'll walk or ride my bike or drive, like I said. Does it make sense for Knoxville? Yes, the amount that we have now. I'm with you on that. Because I just came up with, you know, three or four scenarios in which I would want to use them, and I'm sure everybody has their scenarios in which they'd want to use them. So we can come up with three right now. I'm sure that they are of use to some people. If people are on them, then I guess it makes sense for Knoxville, because that's, you know, if they didn't make sense for Knoxville, people wouldn't be using them, and you see plenty of people using them right now. So
I think when I compare scooters to bikes, though, a shared bike program makes so much more sense for Knoxville. I think bringing that back would be a huge benefit to anyone who lives or plays downtown.
And also, I mean, you know, more people know how to ride a bike. It took me until my teenage years to learn how to do so, but most people know how to do it. And then, so I would feel better if I'm riding in my car next to somebody on a bicycle than next to somebody on a scooter, just for my safety, that they're not going to run into me or, you know, make me run into them. Because, you know, you see people wobbling a little bit on those scooters. So, yeah, bikes definitely make, I think, more sense.
Are you the kind of person that, with if you saw someone riding a scooter on the sidewalk, would you yell at them, or would you just let them pass and not bring it up?
I would let them pass and then say something loud enough to where they heard me as they were going off in the distance. So they really would have to think about it. Like, what did that guy say? So I feel like they would think about it longer and take it more seriously.
So you would passive-aggressively confront them.
Passive-aggressive, but for the benefit of really making them think about it as they drive off in the distance. I think that guy said I couldn't ride on the sidewalk. Maybe I shouldn't. If I just confronted him, he'd probably just argue with me. So what about you?
I would give the hands on the hip, stern look. Just give a dirty look. And that would speak volumes.
So the same. That's kind of the same thing as me. You want to make them think, why is that person looking at me? Maybe,
right. You
know, what did that person say to me as I drove by?
I have seen, clearly, longtime Knoxville residents yelling
oh, yeah.
at people on riding scooters on the sidewalk. People will call them out.
My favorite place to people watch in general downtown is at Sutry's, and I feel like you get a lot of locals right there in that block, and a lot of scooters in that block too. So I'll be out there enjoying a nice daddy soda on the patio, and I'll see, like, I've seen, not I won't call them confrontations, but I've definitely seen some people be called out there. So,
you know, maybe this is a case in which people just need to be called out.
Maybe so. I mean, and that's the other thing. It's been almost, what, 2 years? Do people not know now? I mean, I wonder, like, how much more can you do to explain? I mean, the stickers on the ground are great. I think on the app, maybe. I need to look at this. But I think the app tells you that you're supposed to follow rules. I'm not sure if they tell you what those rules are. I think it's just like, follow the rules. Maybe it does. I could be wrong about that. But I don't know. How much more can you do? It's been 2 years, and if people aren't getting it yet, which makes me wonder, maybe if they are more tourists, like you said, you know, people that aren't as familiar with them, you know, the times that I've ridden them, I've ridden them on the road.
I would like to hear from some downtown residents, listeners of the podcast who live downtown. What are your thoughts about the scooters? Are they a daily nuisance in your life? We need to hear some listener response here.
Yeah, reach out to us. Urban Knoxville Facebook group is a great place to do that. Also, you can follow me on Instagram. I am at Knox Scruff. As Calvin always says, you can also follow at Knoxville Photo. And if you do not subscribe to the podcast, we highly encourage you to do that. Just click that follow or subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening on to get a notification every time a new episode drops, or just come back next Monday, new episodes every Monday, to see what we're talking about next. And Britta, thanks for coming on. It's always great to have you here on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We said it at the top of the show, I'll say it again. If you're not a subscriber to Knox News, we highly encourage you to do that. Just $1 for 6 months right now over at knoxnews.com/subscribe. Go there, sign up. You'll get access to everything we talked about on the show today, everything we'll talk about on the show next week, from here on out, plus a whole lot more. knoxnews.com/subscribe. Support local journalism today.
So, Ryan, see you out on your scooter?
Yeah, on the road, on the street.
Not on the sidewalks.